So let's get the best brains onto Omicron. It started in South Africa. It's now in the UK, Israel, Germany, Italy, possibly Austria, also Hong Kong and Australia. Medical consultant of virology at Cambridge University, founder of the Naked Scientists podcast, Chris Smith, back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How worried are you, if you're worried at all?
Well, actually, I'm sort of reassured at this stage, and I'm reassured because we've picked up this thing. And it's much better to be confronting the devil you do know than one that creeps up and catches you with your trousers down. And so, you know, we must salute the South African and Southern African scientists who spotted, identified and shared the data of this new variant, Omicron, as the WHO have labelled it, so that then we can track it around the world, we can see what its behaviour is, and then we can work out, based on evidence rather than just speculation, whether it's a true threat or something we can comfortably consigned to the fact that there have been other variants and they didn't amount to much.
Do you have a sense of it at this stage or too early?
Well, South Africa have reported thousands of cases, but reassuringly, at least one report from there suggests that the symptoms in the people that have been infected have been very mild. But one has to be very careful about extrapolating a population in Southern Africa, where living conditions, population demography and so on are quite different from other countries where we may have a greater helping of older people in the population who might be more vulnerable. On the other hand, we have a higher fraction of vaccination going on in other countries. UK, for example, 96% of some of the most at-risk people are vaccinated. South Africa, about 30% of the population have been vaccinated. So there are a lot of contrasts there. So one must be very cautious about extrapolating from one group to another. We're just going to have to wait and see. But I'm reassured by the messages about the mild nature of the illness. But at the same time, that's tempered by the fact that's probably going to be chiefly in younger people. We know the disease behaves quite differently when it gets into older people.
Vaccines, you would expect to have some form of efficacy?
Yes. And the reason I say that is because we're using vaccines that were originally derived from and informed by in their construction the original coronavirus that emerged from Wuhan about 2 years ago. And since then, we've seen many iterations of the virus, with the current dominant present circulating strain being Delta, which is quite a few mutations removed from that original Wuhan variant. And yet the vaccine still proved to be extremely effective against it. So this suggests that actually it will be a case of probably quantity over quality. Even though the virus may drift off target a bit, with good strong stimulation of the immune response, you compensate for that by having bucket loads of antibody, which can nevertheless still retard the growth of the virus and therefore prevent people from becoming severely unwell. That would be my speculation. But obviously, we now need to see the data. And that is actually not that difficult to produce, because what we should be seeing pretty soon is the data from laboratories, who will be going to people who've been vaccinated or going to people who've been infected with previous iterations of the virus. They'll be taking the blood antibodies from those people and they're mixing them up with this new agent. And they'll see how good those antibodies are at neutralizing the new agent. And if they're not good, then we'll know that the vaccines stand a less good chance of being effective. If they do soak it up, stop it, and stop it growing very well, we'll know that we've got a fighting chance that, in fact, it won't be too much of a problem.
All right, Chris, appreciate your time very much. Chris Smith, our Naked Scientist and Cambridge University in Britain for us this morning.